more about noise for a few minutes now. In my previous church, there was a group that met on a Tuesday morning for children from the age of 18 months to 3 years old, and it was called Joyful Noises. And it really was a joyful noise. Sometimes it wasn't particularly tuneful, but there were lots of songs and games and all sorts of activities. And they sung a song which said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth, make a joyful noise unto the Lord." And we can do that, can't we? We can make a joyful noise to God. But there's lots of different noise. Some people like noise. Some people aren't so keen on noise. So those who drive a car, who likes having background music in the car? Who has the radio on and turned up, likes noise? Yeah, quite a few. Who prefers just to drive with the radio off, nice and quiet? Oh, about an even split there, not bad. Now, noise is a big feature of sport as well, isn't it? Now, there's two big sporting events today, and one of them's taking place in the Midlands, and one of them is taking place in the Midlands. Now, there's two. Now, who knows, there's a noisy one and a quiet one. Any ideas? Snooker. Is that the noisy one or the quiet one? That's the quiet one. You've got to whisper if you're watching the snooker. So it's a world snooker final today and tomorrow. It goes on and on and on. And eventually it finishes tomorrow night. And it's all very quiet and everyone sits in silence and just claps politely every now and then. Now, there's another event going on today, which might be slightly noisier. Winterbourne 3rd, 4th and 5th 11 in a warm-up match. I doubt it very much. I doubt it very much. Anyone else know what might be happening? There's a game of football going on, isn't there? There's a game of football, and Leicester City could win the Premiership today. And there'll be an incredible atmosphere. And everyone will be cheering either for Leicester City or for Man United. And it won't be quiet there. If you went to a football match like that at the end of the season where one team was looking to win the league and the other team was making sure they got their place in Europe, then you wouldn't expect it to be like the Crucible at Sheffield and everyone really quiet. It just wouldn't be right, would it? And so we like sporty things, noisy and quiet. Shelley and I celebrated our wedding anniversary last Saturday, and we went for breakfast at the Lockside Cafe in town. I don't know if anyone's ever been there. It's just by the docks. It's under a bridge. It's a rather strange location by the docks. And I thought we were going, I mean, I've been there before, but I'd forgotten. I thought we'd have a nice, quiet, romantic breakfast. But actually, the Lockside Cafe on a Saturday morning is heaving with people, and it's really, really noisy. And they put extra tables in so that you're all crammed in, so you could hardly hear each other speak. So we had to lean forward to be able to hear each other rather than sit back nice and relaxed. We had a nice morning, but it was noisier than I expected. I realised that actually I prefer some of the quiet sometimes. Now, as Christians, we've got lots of reasons, haven't we, to make a noise, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We've got some things to celebrate. What sort of things have we got to celebrate as Christians? Any ideas? If you haven't got any ideas, I'll be worried. What sort of things have we got to celebrate? Hands up. Oh, here we go. Quick. Feeling athletic this morning.
God.
God. Anything in particular about God?
Showing God's love.
So God has shown his love to us. Anyone else? Reasons to be grateful? We'll come back to you in just a few moments.
God's forgiveness.
God's forgiveness. That's incredible, isn't it? That's something to celebrate. God again. I think you're copying there. Anyone else? Ollie?
Late night fellowship.
Late night fellowship. Fellowship with other Christians. I know, I heard earlier that Ollie was having late night fellowship with a friend of his about 1:30 in the morning, chatting about God and different things. Where else are we? Anyone else?
Life.
Life itself, a precious gift from God. Okay, a couple more of that way. Birthday girl?
God's forgiveness.
Yeah, God's forgiveness. The fact that although we do things wrong, that we can be forgiven by God, we can be given a fresh start.
Salvation.
Salvation, the fact that God has saved us, he's rescued us from ourselves, from our sins, the things we do wrong. We've got so much to celebrate, and we can make a joyful noise. And we can do that in lots of different ways. We can do that by using our voices, by worshipping him in song as we have done this morning, by speaking about God, speaking about God to our friends, late night fellowship, speaking about God to those who don't yet know him. We can invite people to the Puzzling Questions course. We can talk about God in lots of different ways. But we can also make a joyful noise by serving God, by showing his love to the communities in which we live. And so our young people yesterday, they were making a joyful noise by painting the South Mead Youth Club. And tomorrow they'll be involved hopefully in a family fun day over in South Mead or somewhere similar. Serving God, making a joyful noise, saying something to the community that God loves them and cares for them. We can make a joyful noise in a really quiet way by delivering some Christian Aid envelopes and collecting them. We may not say very much. Hopefully, when we meet people on the doorstep, we'll have a conversation with them, and it's a great way, actually, to say that God loves them. So we can make a joyful noise in that way. We can make a joyful noise every day of the week in everything we do, in the way we go about our work, in the way we are with our friends, in the way we are when we're playing sport, when we go to the cinema, in our attitudes, in our relationships, in our behavior. We can make a joyful noise. But sometimes we do need to just stop, because we can be so busy, going from one thing to the next. And as a church, we're very active, aren't we? There's all sorts of things going on. But sometimes we need to stop. Elijah was forced to a place where he had to stop. He'd been really busy for God, and things had gone quite well. God had used him. But then he found he was really tired out. He was burnt out, and he went into a cave. He just needed some space. He was quite sad and depressed. And then there was all this activity. God called him to the front of a cave, and then there was this noise. And we had the earthquake, we had the wind, we had the fire. But God didn't see, Elijah didn't see God in any of those things. It was only as he heard God's gentle whisper. And sometimes we're either forced to slow down or we choose to slow down so that we can hear God's gentle whisper. And God wants to speak to us, and he can speak to us in all sorts of different ways. Now, Ollie's going to come up and join me and tell us a little bit about how he feels that God has spoken to him over the years. So if you grab this one, Ollie.
Thank you.
And Ollie, tell us a little bit about how you feel that you've heard from God. So first of all, tell us about your trip to Soul Survivor a few years ago.
Okay, so I went to Soul Survivor 3 years ago, I think, and I think it was the first time I really felt God speak to me. To cut a long story short, I really struggled through school, and I was really struggling, and I wanted to hear God and know God for myself. And so I was in one of the morning services, and I couldn't find God at all, and I was really trying to meet with him, but I didn't know how. So I was the last one at the tent. I went to a seminar in the afternoon about how to receive the Holy Spirit, and it was very much of waiting and being quiet and open to whatever God wants to do with you. And that evening, I really wanted to put it into practice, and one of my good friends, Richie, he came up to me that evening and said, I've got a vision of Jesus at the end of this aisle in this church. Like with his hand out saying he wants to meet with me. And it was in that moment of like this stillness of wanting to meet with God but also letting him like dictate it that I really just met with God, and that moment really changed my life to this day. So yeah.
Fantastic. So that was 3 years ago, and then I know you've been back to Soul Survivor several times since then. Last year God spoke to you again at Soul Survivor. I know God does speak other places apart from Soul Survivor, but it just so happens that God has used Soul Survivor in a significant way in your life.
Yeah, so just before I went to Soul Survivor last year, when we came back from Tanzania, actually, I was on my bed on my own, and I was just reflecting and being really quiet again. It's weird how there's a theme here. But I was just on my bed, and I felt God really clearly speak to me about a mentoring thing. And so I went again a couple of weeks later to Soul Survivor, and I was getting really greedy with my prayers and like, you know, saying, God, if this is right, you know, what do you want me to do with it? And then that evening I went and I felt God say, move away to this place over there, away from our group. And this guy came up to me and we just prayed, and I was just completely overcome by the Spirit, and he gave a bit of prophecy, which was really amazingly helpful and relevant. And so it was just in the stillness again, where I just met and was completely overcome by God, and where God was just the only one in my life at that moment. So.
And you say God spoke to you about mentoring and helping, being alongside young people especially. How has that been working itself out in the year since Soul Survivor?
Okay, so I was given many different job opportunities when I left school. I'm on a gap year at the moment. And I had loads of different opportunities like lifeguarding and working at a foot golf place and various different things. But I just really felt a conviction to do mentoring. It's just brilliant for me. I love it. And God's just really been working in me and like equipping me. So I was mentored when I was younger as well by the same company. So I'm working for them now. And it's just been a brilliant experience of learning. Just had to spend time with young people, really. And
great.
Yeah, and so God's revealing many different things over time.
And you're continuing to seek God and trying to work out what is the next step for you, aren't you? And in fact, it would be good to pray for Ollie. I know at the moment one of the things that Ollie's working through is whether he should go off to university next year or whether he should stay around this area. So I'm just going to pray for Ollie in that. But it's great to hear of people hearing God's voice in different ways. God speaks to us through his word, through other people, through that real inner conviction by the Holy Spirit, as we pray, through circumstances, all sorts of different ways. And we just need to be still to hear his voice. Lord, thank you for the ways in which you do speak to us. And thank you for Ollie, Lord God. Thank you that he's a man after your own heart and desires to hear from you and to serve you with integrity and honour. And I just pray, Lord God, that you will continue to speak to him, continue to guide him. Help him in the decisions he's making at the moment to know your will and way, and help him to follow as you lead him. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Great. But if we slow down and just stop and give him space, we're far more likely to hear what he has to say for us and be able to follow that through. So as we go from here this morning, let's just be reflecting on that. How can we make sure that we take space, even during this coming week, to hear God's voice to us? Helen.